you just give me a clue when you want to ask the question, and we'll get on with English first.
Novak, it felt at times in that match like you couldn't get your game quite organized. And I'm wondering if you felt the same way, and also if you felt the semifinal took something out of you.
Yeah, it was a very long match for three sets, and the bottom line is that he was a better player in the decisive moments. I was both second and third set, 4-2 up, and dropped the serve in those games, and just allowed him to come back for no reason. I mean, he was getting some incredible shots on the stretch, and running down the point, running down the drop shots, and he was all over the court, and played fantastic tennis, no question about it. He deserved to win. Me, you know, I should have played better in the decisive moments, as I said. I haven't, but I believed I could come back. I really fought it. It wasn't my day. I didn't play on the top of my abilities, and you know, and with this kind of game, I didn't have a chance to win.
You hit quite a lot of drop shots in the match. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, he stands behind the baseline, and when he defends, he goes far away, and so I try to be aggressive and kind of use that, use the whole court, but the volleys and drop shots didn't serve me well, and you know, he was getting all of them basically, so yeah.
The match statistics had 40 unforced errors against your name. Mm. I mean, that's very unusual for you, Mark.
Yeah, well, I wasn't patient enough in the moments when I should have been.
Gentlemen back. It just happened, but can you appreciate the history that just went on here, and if you were in his shoes, what this must mean to him and everybody in this area?
Well, it must mean a lot to everybody. I mean, Wimbledon is the most important tennis tournament in the world, so especially for him as a British player and a crowd, and couldn't be a more perfect setting for them. So, you know, he deserved to win, and that's it. He had a huge motivation to win his first title. I also had a lot of motivation, and yeah, it was a long opening 6-7 games. He went almost 40 minutes, and as I said, I wasn't patient enough in the moments when I should have been, when I should have looked for a better opportunity to attack, and my serve wasn't as good as it was the whole tournament. And but also that is because he's such a good returner, you know. Even though when I was putting my first serves in, he was getting them back in the court and always making me play an extra shot, you know. That's why he won this tournament.
Novak, it's an obvious question, but did the crowd affect you at all, do you think? What was it like playing in the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere was incredible for him, you know. For me, not so much. but this is what I expected, and that's how it was.
Just tell us about what it was like to play in those conditions, and in hindsight, was the epic performance on Friday, did that take too much out of you physically?
Well, it took a lot out of me, but I cannot look for an excuses in that, you know, in the match 2 days ago. I mean, yes, it went almost 5 hours, five sets, but again, you know, I've been in these situations before, and I felt okay, you know. I felt okay maybe physically because I didn't feel maybe I had enough gas in the important moments. I went for my shots more than usual, and okay, that's life. I have to move on.
If not, like, how much of the going for drop shots, maybe being the more aggressive of the two, which just comes out of how similar you two games are, where you both feel you could rally from the baseline forever? Did you feel more pressure than usual to mix it up, I guess?
Well, you need to mix it up against him, and we both defend really well, and it's very important. He had his first serves when he needed, and I didn't. And that's maybe one of the shots that decided a match. And also the fact that I didn't realize my opportunities on the net, and I lost few crucial points on the net. And that's, you don't get many opportunities against him.
Gentleman in black next.
Novak, as someone who's known Andy for so many years as you have, what are your observations as to his physical and mental development that have gotten him to this point with all the pressures involved?
Well, he's gotten better, evidently. I mean, he has won the US Open, gold medal, and now Wimbledon. I mean, that shows enough, and I think that there wasn't many, I think, changes concerning his physical or maybe tactical position, but it was mostly mental, I guess, the understanding of what he needs to do to win big matches, and I guess Landel helped him with his own experience, and they're a good team.
Just talk a little bit more about that. I mean, his progression from all the frustration here and then last year's final, the Olympics, US Open, has been quite a progression. What do you think on that mental side is really strength, has given him the most strength, and how do you do it?
The wins. That's the only thing that can change. They can kind of upgrade and boost your confidence. And of course, you need that self-belief in the important moments, and he's got it now.
Sorry, jump in the light.
Sorry. May I ask what words you exchanged at the end with Andy? Because you obviously understand just how much this means to him.
Yeah, I mean, I congratulated him. He was a better player, and I said that he deserved to win. That's all I said.
What do you take away from this day?
It was the finals of Wimbledon, so I cannot be too disappointed with overall performance on the whole tournament. It was a great tournament for me. Could have done better today, but you know, that's sport. You cannot win all the matches, and I'm going to try to take some time off because that's exactly what I need now.
It's been an incredible year for Andy Murray. Can he top this? And if it's possible, do you think he will?
Ask him that question, please.
I was going to say, how do you feel the game would have gone if you'd have won that last match, that last game?
I don't know.
This one tougher to take than the US Open loss, or
every time is tough when you lose in the finals. But hey, it's sport. As I said, you know, It's the way it is, and I'm disappointed, obviously, now because I just came out of the court, but I'll be okay tomorrow.
Wait, are you the kind of player that analyses what's gone wrong? Do you go back and look over games very closely to see what went wrong there? What could I've done better? Do you do that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's my life. You know, I try to always analyze, especially the losses, because that's where you have done something wrong, and then, you know, you try to improve, and you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess, and I need to have that kind of mentality and move on, and I'm still, you know, still young, and hopefully I have more opportunities to win this title.
Okay, the last one on English,
please. So just looking ahead a little bit, you've got the hard courts coming up, US, three different slam winners. How do you see things sort of shaking out the summer ahead?
Just rest now. I really cannot think about that now. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.